Proverbs 24. Be not envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studies destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases in strength. For by wise counsel you shall make war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool, he opens not his mouth in the gate. He that devises to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if you say, "Behold, we knew it not," does not he that ponders the heart consider it? And he that keeps your soul, does not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? My son, eat honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to your taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be for your soul when you have found it. Then there shall be a reward, and your expectation shall not be cut off. Lay not in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place. For a just man falls seven times, and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Rejoice not when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it, and it displeases him, and he turns away his anger from him. Fret not because of evil men, neither be envious of the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the king, and do not meddle with them that are given to change, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin of them both? These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that says unto the wicked, "You are righteous," him shall the people curse. Nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that gives a right answer. Prepare your work outside, and make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterwards build your house. Be not a witness against your neighbor without cause, and deceive not with your lips. Say not, "I will do to him as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work." I went by the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face of it, and the stone wall was broken down. Then I saw, and I considered it well. I looked upon it, and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall poverty come upon you, and your want as an armed man.